This is Talking Business.
Joining me now is Bella Zanesco, who has a website called fullyexpressed.me and has a book coming out called Smart Girls Screw Up Too, The No-Nonsense Guide to Creating the Life You Want. G'day, Bella.
G'day. How are you going?
Oh, good. Now, did you screw up? Is that why you've written the book?
I think I did, actually. I describe screw-ups in a few different ways, but I think that I screwed up royally, actually. So
tell us about that, because I think this is the turning point in your life and how you changed into a one-woman kind of business, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. So back in 2012, having worked sort of 15 years in the corporate world, fighting my way up the corporate ladder as we do to bust that glass ceiling, at all costs really, and suffered burnout, depression, adrenal failure and all the classic things that go along with that. So was forced really to take a pause and start over and actually start to ask myself some of the big questions like, who am I and what do I want and what matters the most?
And what did you decide? What did you decide matters the most for you? Turned yourself into, in a sense, a teacher of other people based on your own experiences.
Absolutely. I think what matters the most is three things. Number one is having a clarity around, who you are, what you want and how you want to serve on the planet. Number two, I think, is being connected to oneself and to others and to have, a really strong and stable foundation of your health, and that's your physical health, your mental health and your spiritual health. And the third, I think, is having the confidence and the support crew around you to create and step into your legacy or your dharma, I like to call it.
So how hard was it for you to pull yourself out of the depression that you're in and turn it around? I mean, you've since become adept at sports. I think you're a champion sailor or kite surfer, as well as all sorts of other things. So tell us about how difficult that was.
Look, it's interesting. I mean, I started from the fetal position really and curled up in my mother's arms and saying, how in the hell did I end up like this? I'm smart, I'm successful. I'm in my mid-30s, I've done really well and now I'm sitting here unable to do very much except for, cuddle up in my mother's arms. So it was a pretty big journey. It took full commitment actually for about 18 months to start to answer some of those big questions that I had. But slowly but surely, I mean, I think the first thing that I did was actually to start making my bed, which meant that I had to get out of it. So that was a pretty big achievement at the time. The second thing was starting to embrace some healthier eating practices and drinking practices. So drinking a green smoothie over a bottle of red wine. And the third was actually taking up a more committed body practice within the yoga space.
Oh, so you did yoga. Was that really important to you?
100%, yeah. I testament yoga as sort of one of the 15 things that really can support one to get connected to herself and or himself, strong, flexible in your body and start to access that gut intuition that we all have that we can't actually access, Alan, if we don't have a straight spine.
So how did your website lists a number of clients, Google, Commonwealth Bank, Macquarie, AMP and so on, and you're doing sort of workshops and leadership coaching for them. Tell us about how you got into that.
Yeah, so it's an interesting story. So I'd sort of spent 15 years working for really large organisations in the US and the UK and Australia, working in mergers and acquisitions, strategy and innovation. And a lot of that work was actually with a bent on well-being, so buying well-being companies or companies that sold healthy food and beverage products and creating strategies for them and for some of the world's largest retailers. And so after my pause and regaining my strength, I obviously figured out that there was a huge and growing market for and a need for organisations to actually take innovation that they were doing in their products and services and start to think about how they're innovating in their employee experience and how they're actually supporting their customers to live happier, healthier and what I like to call fully expressed lives. So sort of a natural progression, really.
And now you've written a book, and the briefing on the book says that it brings together research into gut science, neuroscience, epigenetics, and tribal wisdom, as well as a bunch of interviews. But what do those things have in common?
That's a really good question. I think that we are now learning science is actually now proving what ancient tribal wisdom has known for a long time. And that's, you know, whether you're looking back through the sort of spiritual Vedic texts or into like ancient pygmy tribes or, clans in South Africa, for instance. And they're all finding similar things that these tribal people have been talking about for centuries, which is about really being able to tap into your gut intuition, being able to reprogram your brain, being able to, you know, influence your genetic outcomes based on the type of lifestyle and diet that you have. So it's absolutely fascinating what, you know, mainstream science is revealing. And I guess that's the sort of common link, is that what was long known is now starting to come to the fore scientifically, which I think is fabulous for anybody that is, you know, considering a life change or, you know, wondering what they might be able to do next and whether it is actually going to have any impact at all on their well-being and their performance in their work, play and personal lives.
It's interesting the way you've titled the book. I mean, you've got, in a sense, there's two separate parts to the title. There's the smart girl screw up part of it, and then the other part is it's about creating the life you want. So, in a sense, they're two different things. Tell us about why you chose those things and what the book is trying to achieve.
Absolutely. So, what was interesting is that when I started drafting this book, I'd started at the same time a global research project of 2,000 women between the ages of 26 and 45 in major centres including Sydney, Melbourne, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York City, London, etc. And what I started to uncover was through the research, I'd looked at 69 attributes of holistic well-being of women, everything from their relationships to their inner health to, you know, how they feel about their work and their finances and things like that. And what I understood was that, you know, about 80% actually didn't know what they were here for or what they wanted in their lives. 75% are totally uninspired with all the trappings of their modern lives. Then 60% don't want to turn up to work on Mondays. And, you know, these stats just kept rolling and rolling and rolling. And
so you discovered that everyone's miserable.
Yeah, I pretty much discovered that, you know, the majority of people are not living a life that they want. And that there were some things that were preventing them to do so. So that's hence the title. That's the formal reason. But between you and I and everyone that's going to be listening to this, a girlfriend and I actually came up with this title on a napkin over lunch because we said we're smart and we screw up. So and the real message, Alan, is that we want to support people to become more comfortable to talk about the things that they are screwing up in opportunity to support them to create success off the back of those things.
But are you saying that it's the mistakes in our life that result in us not living the life we want?
I think our mistakes in our life actually spur the questions to support us to make the changes that we want to, that we desire to, but perhaps we're too afraid to create the life we want.
So is to some extent what you have to teach people, help people achieve, is courage?
Yeah. So I think the one sort of, you know, the synopsis of the book is you need to desire it more than you fear it. And so how does one build desire? And that's actually what the book does. It supports people to build desire within themselves to overcome the fears that they have of really stepping in and creating a life that they want and that they deserve, frankly.
Is that what you do for the clients that we listed before, Google and all those banks and so on?
All sorts of different things, actually, Alan. So, for instance, with Google, I do workshops to support their employees to know how to be well at work. So things like that. And then for a lot of the larger financial institutions, I'm working on projects in that relate to financial well-being and value propositions that actually support their customers to live their best lives. So it's, you know, and then on the other hand, it might be working with an executive that's close to burnout. So the business has many facets, which I absolutely love.
Well, it's great to hear you're living your best life, Bella. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Have a great afternoon.
I've been talking to Bella Zanesco, the author of Smart Girls Screw Up Too, The No-Nonsense Guide to Creating the Life You Want, which is out this month in January.